Golden Gopher volleyball player CC McGraw of Prior Lake is with us here for our Gopher Talk. CC, great to see you.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Excited to chat.
Well, it's been like a year since you guys have played. The Final Four was your last opportunity to be on the court. Obviously, you know, all heck broke loose in the spring. We thought maybe there'd be a chance for a fall season. That got pushed back. How eager are you now after a year's wait that the schedule's on the calendar? You've got 11 series, I guess two-game series, which will be unique. We'll talk about in a minute. But just how happy are you that it looks like the season's going to get going here soon?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a relief to finally see a schedule in place because I think we're all just waiting around like, oh, my goodness, if we will have a season. So it's just nice to have some structure and something to actually, I don't know, be excited about. So I think all of us are really giddy to finally be able to compete again.
Well, and take me through that time because we haven't talked with you about it and really not much about volleyball. We've talked a lot of football and obviously sports got canceled. So from that standpoint, at least you were lucky, really, assuming the season goes, you haven't missed a year like some programs have. But what was the spring and the summer and the fall like for you and your teammates?
When we first got sent home for spring break and then we just weren't supposed to come back to campus, it was really weird. We just did a lot of like virtual team meetings on Zoom. That was pretty much the only way we were able to like stay connected. And during that time, it was just really strange. We kind of had to be on our own and do whatever we could to get reps and touches and stay fit. And then in the summer, we were finally able to like report on campus and start doing open gyms, which was awesome. And we were hopeful for the fall. And then once we started preseason, that was that. We got the hard news, but we definitely just kept training. We finished out our preseason and continued our double days, which was a blessing. It was nice to get that extra training in. And then the fall was just a mess. I mean, we trained when we could, and it was more just like our typical spring season in the fall. So we were like conditioning, lifting, with whoever we had that day, we were practicing and trying to get reps and compete with who we had. So it was good. It was just definitely different than what we're used to.
Well, and now, you know, this is a team, as we mentioned, you're coming off of a Final Four from a year ago. A lot of really key players back from that team. I know there's recruits added to the team as well. What is your take now as you're approaching the season opener as to, you know, how good can this Golden Gopher team be here this early winter into, I guess, later in the spring?
I think we're all pretty pumped. Our freshman class that came in, they're all really impressive and really solid all-around players. So they're going to play a huge role on our team this coming spring. And especially with everything that's happened within this past year, I think we've been able to manage pretty well as a team. And, like, we've been able to stay connected and do stuff on our own. And, like, whenever we had an opportunity to train in the gym, we took full advantage of it because you just never know what's going to happen on any given day. So we're all really pumped. I think we definitely all mesh really well, and it's going to be a tough season, very different than what we're used to, but honestly, nothing different than the rest of this year. So we're just excited to play again.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, a few wrinkles certainly thrown into the schedule where I think traditionally, normally, you guys would play, say, like you'd play Iowa on a Friday and then play Nebraska on a Saturday. Well, now the schedule is such that you'll play the same team twice. It'll be two-game series, a little like what your friends on the hockey team do, where, you know, they might play St. Cloud State on a Friday, Saturday, or Wisconsin on a Saturday, Sunday, and that's what you guys are now doing. What will that be like, do you think, playing the same team on back-to-back nights most of the season?
Yeah, it'll be different. That's not what we're used to. I think in the past with film and prep, it's been like there's usually like a big gap between the last time you played them and usually a lot of things are changing in between that time. So it's just, I don't know, you never know who's like going to be in or out on the court. So when it's back to back, it's going to be a game changer and it's going to definitely fall on who can make adjustments quicker.
Yeah.
Basically.
And I think, too, it changes the dynamic in the sense that you're probably, in most cases, going to be the favored team. And depending on how the night one goes, will dictate kind of how night two goes. And it's just as an example, if all of a sudden a team you're supposed to beat really badly rallies and makes it a close game late, that might change the dynamic of their mental preparedness the next night, or vice versa. If you squash them, you might squash them again, or they might get mad. So I think it'll offer a weird dynamic and something you probably have not had to experience all that often.
Yeah, for sure. I think it'll be about momentum and stuff, and kind of, I don't know. I think every team in the Big Ten, they're just all super talented. You never know who's going to be showing up that night. In the past, it'll be, you just can't overlook any team because they're all awesome. So it'll be interesting.
60 seconds. Give me a quick synopsis of the newcomers. Just real quick, run through them and tell us what our fans will be able to see when they see them on the court for the first time.
Yeah. So we have 3 freshmen that came in. We have a 6'3 setter, and then we have 2 outside hitters that came in, and they're all just very impressive. They're all tall. We've got some height that came in, so that's nice. And they're all just solid all-around players. I mean, the outsides are able to play 6 rows, and they can pass and dig and do it all, and they're just all very solid, like, I don't know, very consistent. And then we were able to get 2 transfers. 5th years. So that will be great addition on like senior leadership, while also getting a middle and a setter. So I don't know. We'll have more depth than we did last year. I think last year was kind of messy too. So we're ready. We're ready to compete. It'll be nice.
Yeah. You think about it. It was December 2019, the last time you guys played. So you really basically did not play a match all of calendar year 2020. And now here we get to see you guys back at it coming up January 23rd, a home series with Michigan State, a Saturday, Sunday. And then it runs all the way into April and hopefully into mid to late April as hopefully things can extend. Well, good luck with that part of it. I want to also commend you and talk to you a little bit about some of the community service that you and your teammates do. And first of all, kind of take us through why you guys and why you in particular want to be part of the community and do volunteer hours and go do things that impact the campus and the community.
I mean, ever since I was a little girl, I remember the massive impact that those athletes during that time in college had on my career and like my drive to become better and a better athlete. And so like, with this platform, I think it's just a great opportunity for all of us to really influence others and inspire others and do whatever we can to give more to others, especially during these times when it's just so hard. And I don't know, everyone's going through a lot. So like just the little things that can make a huge difference go a long way.
Yeah, give us a couple of examples. I know you did some stuff with the American Red Cross and their communications department. Kind of take us through some of the things you have done that have helped the community.
Yeah, I ended up getting into Red Cross this past summer. My dad's on the board, so like I was really interested in that, and I was able to get on their communications team, and I was able to start writing up blog posts, and I wrote up one post just about COVID in general and how that impacts people's mental health and athletes specifically, and how that's kind of been a game changer for us having to adjust. Just being able to like interview people who have kind of endured like different disasters and many different things that are going on in the world right now, and trying to hear about their experiences and do write-ups on that.
You as a team, and you've been part of this, have adopted through an organization called Team Impact, a young lady named Cora. Tell us about Cora and some of the challenges she's facing and how you as a volleyball team and you as a player can try to help impact her through Team Impact.
Yeah, we were all super excited to be able to work with Cora. Unfortunately, obviously, things didn't really go well and go as planned, but we've still been able to adjust and do a lot of different activities with her. She's not able to move a whole lot and like not able to communicate. And it depends on the day if she can even like walk. She just faces a lot of different struggles, but that literally does not affect her in any way. Like mentally, she's just such a happy soul and so pure. And we just love to get to engage with her if that's on Zoom, or like we'll have like Netflix watch parties where we can just engage with her in any way we can. So I'm hopeful that like, she'll be able to somewhat see us this spring and watch us compete and be somewhat a part of it. I know she's like higher risk, so we'll see how that kind of works out. But our whole team has just loved that. And we've seen Team Impact players in the past with other teams, and we've always wanted that so bad. We're like, that would just be so cool to be able to make such a big difference in her life and make her feel like she's a part of the team. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do more of that this spring.
Yeah, hopefully things get back to normal. She can do some personal interaction with you and your teammates. But for now, it's over the computer screen, and I know you guys are putting in a strong effort to try to have an impact on her life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. We appreciate it, CC. We're looking forward to January 23rd, opening night at Maturi Pavilion, Minnesota, and Michigan State. Best of luck, and let's chat again soon.
For sure. Thank you so much.